I try to put myself in the position of the disciples, because when Jesus told parables, we read them in the Gospels now and understand them, but back then, it had to be a lot like, there was a guy on a bus traveling to Atlanta who opened up a bag of Cheetos and threw it out the window and grew a bushel of pickles, only to be devoured by some eels from sea. And you go, what? What exactly does that mean? And guess what? That's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Garth Heckman, David Alliance. Great weekend. Hope you had one. You can reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. Let me know how your weekend went. What's coming up this week? What's going on? What's going down? Got anything you need me to pray for? Need any advice, insight? You want to argue? You got an opinion? Let me know. Hey, we're brought to you by Well Built Body. WellBuiltBody.com. Gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock. It ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. WellBuiltBody.com. Thanks to all of you who are out there in the listening world for listening to the podcast on Podbean or iTunes or on the radio. I appreciate it. Again, thanks for sharing the podcast. That means the world to me. And now today, let's jump into it. Let's talk about seeds. S-E-E-D-S. Seeds. Yeah, Luke chapter 8. Jesus tells a story, a parable, that leave the disciples scratching their heads. He says this, the sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell beside the road, and it was trampled underfoot, and the birds of the sky ate it up. Other seed fell on rocky soil, and when it came up, it withered away because it had no moisture. Other seed fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up with it and choked it out like a UFC fighter. And yet another seed fell on the good soil and grew up and produced a crop 100 times as much. He said these things, and he said, then those who have ears to hear, let them hear, which, I kind of joke about, like, hey, did you hear what I just said? Listen up, because everyone's like, what are you talking about? His disciples begin asking him, what does this mean? I don't get it. And he says, to you it has been granted to know the mysteries of the kingdom, but to the rest they are told in parables, so that while seeing they may not see, while hearing they may not understand. So he goes on to explain what it is. He says, look, those seeds that fell on the side of the road are the ones who've heard, but then the devil comes and takes away the word from their heart so that they will not believe and be saved. It means when the words, the gospel, scripture, Bible, and by the way, this just isn't about salvation or evangelism. It's about any time someone hears the word of God. He says sometimes the word of God goes forth, but the person doesn't even hear the words. I don't mean audibly. They hear the words, but they don't hear them in their heart because the devil, he takes the word away. He steals the word. And now, understand this idea of stealing the word. It reminds me of so many times as a pastor, I invite people all the time to church. And lots of times, one of those people will show up finally, and I'll get all excited, like, great, they're finally here. And so I'll weave the gospel message into my sermon, and I'll even make an altar call at the end saying, if you'd like to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, have your sins forgiven, and have a relationship with God the Father, fill that void, know Him, and have a place in heaven eternally. I explain the gospel. I use scripture. It's beautiful. It's fantastic. And I say, please raise your hand. And they don't raise their hand. It's crickets. Maybe other people do, but the person that I know who needs to hear the gospel doesn't raise their hand. And afterwards, I'll catch them and I'll say, hey, thanks for coming, man. I really appreciate you coming. Oh, yeah, I told you I'd come. Yeah, yep. And hey, what'd you think of the sermon? Oh, it's good. You're a good talker. You know, you're really good at what you do. I can see why you enjoy this. Oh, cool. Hey, what'd you think about the sermon? Oh, it's really interesting. You caught my attention. Cool. Yeah. What'd you think about, you know, the whole idea of accepting Christ? Oh, that's cool. Yeah. But you didn't. Jesus tells us right here why. Because Satan has hardened their heart and he steals the seed before it ever even hits their heart. The Greek word there, it means to suspend or to eliminate, to almost like suspend in the air. It's like when the disciples fed the crowd of people with loaves and fishes. And afterwards, he said, well, the loaves and fishes, you know, you need to save those. Go pick them up. Or when he says, go pick up your cross. Or when he says, the mountain is picked up and thrown into the sea. This is all the same word. It means it suspends itself. There's another power that lifts it up and takes it. Satan has that power to lift up the word of God and keep it from landing in people's hearts. Now, we're going to get into more of this about how it affects you, but let's just first talk about how it affects those that we're trying to witness to. If you specifically have someone that you're trying to share the gospel with again and again and again, do some due diligence and spend some time in prayer and say, God, soften their heart to receive the word and just keep Satan from stealing it. Keep the dark kingdoms, the demonic spirits of this world from stealing the world. Come against them in the name of Jesus. Take a stand. Forbid them from keeping the words from hitting their heart. Look, they may not still yet accept Christ, but they need at least the opportunity to hear the words to make a choice. Yes, I will follow him, or no, I will not. You know, we do a permit to carry class probably 3 to 4 times a year. We have 150 to 200 people come because they're free, and they're free. But at the end of every class, I always share the gospel. And one thing that we've learned throughout the time, and we've put on now, I think, 17, 18 classes, we've had over 2,000 people come. We've had 154, I think, people accept Christ. But what we've learned is that the expectation for people to receive Christ doesn't match the preparation. We expect people to hear the gospel. We expect people to receive Christ. But expectation doesn't match preparation. So now we've begun to pray the night before the class, come against demonic entities and Satan and anything that would stop the word of God from hitting people's hearts. Does that mean everyone will accept Christ? No, but we're doing a better job at understanding how to prepare people's hearts and how to gear them up and be ready to receive the word, whether they choose to follow it or not. Just a thought as the rest of this week we cover the soils and how to have good soil. Garth Heckman, David Lyons, keep slaying giants.